Who can forget Gone with the Wind?
Well, Katie Scarlett O'Hara.
So, you've been spying on me. And like your sister Sue Ellen, you've been telling your mother on me that I was jumping again.
Oh, Paul, you know I'm no tattletale like Sue Ellen. But it does seem to me that after you broke your knee last year jumping that same fence...
I'll not have my own daughter telling me what I shall jump and not jump.
But the movie was based on Margaret Mitchell's bestseller. Ann Edwards, author of a new Mitchell biography called Road to Terra, says the author was nothing like the stereotype of a Southern belle.
She was a very hard-nosed journalist. She was a feature writer for the Atlanta Constitution and Journal. She was there working with such people as Erskine Caldwell and Grantland Rice and many other fine journalists of their day.
Edwards says the fact that Mitchell was accident-prone may have paved the way for the writing of her masterpiece.
She had an accident, injured her ankle, had to give up her newspaper career for a time, and during that period of time, is when she began the work on Gone with the Wind.
And Mitchell's husband encouraged her writing.
Someone very close to them had called them the mama and papa of Gone with the Wind. And I think that's very true. John Marsh, although he never, I don't believe he ever wrote a line of the book, he certainly functioned as the editor of the book and certainly was behind just about everything that was conceived or written in the book.
Mitchell had to be talked into giving her manuscript to a publisher.
There were a lot of reasons why she was afraid to give this manuscript up, and I think fear really entered into it quite a bit. She had been brought up in a legal family. She was very fearful that some of the characters that she had in the book were molded upon living people. She was afraid of libel action, which of course never did occur, but these things troubled her tremendously.
Ann Edwards, author of Road to Terra, says Margaret Mitchell also saw the literary world as far apart from her journalism background. How Gone with the Wind came to be published in part two of the series. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Remember this scene from Gone with the Wind?
Mr. Butler's been up north, I hear. Don't you agree with this, Mr. Butler?
I think it's hard winning a war with words, gentlemen.
What do you mean, sir?
I mean, Mr. Hamilton, there's not a cannon factory in the whole South.
What difference does that make, sir, to a gentleman?
I'm afraid it's going to make a great deal of difference to a great many gentlemen, sir.
I'm Don Swain with BookBeat. Ann Edwards, in her biography of Margaret Mitchell called Road to Terra, says the Atlanta newspaper woman had to be begged into giving the manuscript of Gone with the Wind to a publisher.
Harold Latham, who was then the vice president of Macmillan Publishers, had chanced to come down to Atlanta to look for manuscripts from young writers and had been touted to Margaret Mitchell. He pressed the point. He knew she had a manuscript. He kept begging her to have it. Finally, in desperation, because he was bothering her, and possibly because she really wanted to have it published, see it published after all. She gave it to him. It was a terrible-looking manuscript. He claimed it was the worst manuscript he ever saw.
During the editing process, Fontenoy Hall became Terra, and Pansy O'Hara's name was changed to Scarlet. The novel was a blockbuster, and Mitchell was bombarded by the public.
They crowded around her door. They followed her everywhere that she went. The mail arrived in satchels.
The experience was frightening.
Privacy had been something she was guarding very carefully at this time, because the minute that she found out that the book was going to be met with a kind of success that she was not expecting, there were these tremendous fears that her past might be exposed. And in Peggy Mitchell's past was a relationship that she felt tremendously humiliated about, and that was her first marriage to a man named Red Upshaw, who indeed was the model for Rhett Butler, who was an alcoholic and as well had been very violent with her.
Ann Edwards, author of Road to Terra, says Margaret Mitchell had a premonition about her death. That in my next report with BookBeat. I'm Don Swain. I'm Don Swain with BookBeat. Certainly in Gone with the Wind, Margaret Mitchell created some of the most unforgettable characters in literary history.
Has the war started?
Sir, you should have made your presence known.
In the middle of that beautiful love scene? That wouldn't have been very tactful, would it? But don't worry. Your secret is safe with me.
Sir, you are no gentleman.
And you, miss, are no lady.
Ann Edwards, author of a new biography of Margaret Mitchell called Road to Terra, says the author began a Jazz Age novel after the success of Gone with the Wind, but never finished it. Mitchell had a premonition about her death.
She actually had psychic feelings about many things. She also had a psychic feeling about her mother's death, and that had come true. So that had reinforced her own feelings. And she had always thought that she was going to die in a car crash.
She died in 1949 after being struck by a car. Mitchell's papers were supposed to have been destroyed after her death, but Edwards discovered that Macmillan Publishers had donated several boxes of Mitchell correspondence to the New York Public Library.
That was located in the New York Public Library warehouse down on 11th Avenue, down by the river. It consisted of four huge cartons that were partially destroyed by the dampness there. They brought them up to the New York Public Library for me. They had never been opened in all those years. What was there was all of Margaret Mitchell's editorial letters and correspondence with Macmillan during the entire process of Gone with the Wind.
All that remains of the manuscript is a single chapter locked in an Atlanta bank vault. Where will Margaret Mitchell stand in literary history?
I think that it will take a very short time, maybe another 20 or 30 years, before she'll really come into her own. I mean, after all, it is the romantic novels of the centuries that are the ones that have survived.
Anne Edwards, author of a biography of the woman who wrote Gone with the Wind. It's called Road to Terra. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.